Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
They had a, my brother had it, a $6 million man action figure where you know, he had the bionic eye where you could look through the back of his head
and
see through his bionic eye.
I remember that. He's probably got more parts in him now that he's 80 than he did when they made the show.
Sure he does. I guarantee he's had more than $1 million worth of medical expenses. At 80 years of age, he probably racked up well over $1 million. So this is not, for most artists and most groups, it isn't a big tour, but for this guy, it is a big tour. Eric Clapton this year. He'll play four different cities. Clapton is going to do the Crossroads Guitar Festival September 20th and 21st in Dallas with a whole bunch of friends like Joe Walsh and Bonnie Raitt and Gary Clark Jr. and Sheryl Crow and on, okay? And before that, though, he's got a couple other dates that he's going to be doing. San Francisco on September 11th at the Chase Center. I assume that's the new arena Golden State's going to be playing in.
Okay, yeah.
September 13th in Vegas at their T-Mobile Arena. And September 14th in Phoenix at the arena that the Phoenix Suns play in.
He did he was playing the plugged-in version of Layla lately.
Yes.
Hadn't played that in many years.
So he's doing five shows in 9 days, which is a tremendous amount of work for Eric Clapton, you know. And he's doing something that most classic rockers don't do. He's doing back-to-back nights twice in Dallas and then the 13th and 14th, once in Vegas and once in Phoenix. So
he's 74.
All right, good for him. You don't get too many opportunities to see Eric Clapton anymore. And then there's this documentary out now about MTV and the crazy contests that they have done over the years. And in one of them, they focus in on this guy named Kurt Jeffress, who in 1984 won the contest that MTV did with Van Halen. It was Party All Weekend with Van Halen.
I remember that.
So this guy got to fly from their hometown in Pennsylvania out to Detroit, where Van Halen was playing Cobo Hall, and hang out with Van Halen. And it was a little bit more than what this guy had bargained for, as it turns out. This guy's name, again, is Kurt Jeffress.
At the time, I knew Van Halen was like the pinnacle of rock and roll bands. They played hard and partied hard.
The real partying started after the concert and got out of hand.
Yeah. He said, a guy handed me a bottle of Jack Daniels.
What did you think was going to happen? To break into book circles and discussion circles?
He says, a guy handed me a bottle of Jack Daniels. I took a sip. I asked for more. After being passed a joint, I took a couple hits and a couple more swigs of Jack Daniels. During the show, he got smashed in the face with cake and showered in champagne by the band members. Then he went backstage where there was a feast of lobster and cocaine. He said, I did a couple of lines of the cocaine. Then David Lee Roth said, I think Kurt needs Tammy. Tammy the groupie.
Come on down, Tammy!
So Tammy the groupie comes over, takes off her clothes, and starts dancing naked. He says, the two of us then wound up together in the shower. After that, he says, things...
Sounds like a great weekend for him.
After that, he said, things got fuzzy. Unbeknownst to MTV, Kurt had suffered brain trauma a couple of years earlier as a result of falling 13 feet over a stairwell. So he was not really equipped to handle Van Halen-level partying. He said, I blacked out, and the next thing I remember is waking up in a hotel room bed.
You got the full Van Halen experience then.
Tammy was long gone, and my head was killing me. This Kurt guy is now, he's 54 years old. He says, but he still had another day of partying with the band. He says, so Alex Van Halen told him to shotgun a 16-ounce beer. This is first thing in the morning. A hungover Kurt declined, but Alex told him, I'm not taking no for an answer. He said,
they really did get that much. He got that much access to the band. They were around in the morning, too.
He said, Kurt, you're not leaving this spot until you drink it. By the time Kurt got home, he was sleep deprived, in pain, and happy to be back at his job as a stock boy at Gimbel's department store. The New York Times, a New York Post story goes on to say MTV contests in the 1980s they did all kinds of crazy things, celebrating the release of Huey Lewis and the News sports album with a party for 400 in a Michigan teenager's backyard. They sent Prince to a winner's Wyoming hometown. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Prince circa 1985 in Wyoming wearing his...
Come rolling in with his purple whatever.
Purple whatevers that he had on. So that documentary is out there now, and I did see some of the video, and they do have a video of him getting on stage, the boys smashing him up with cake and all kinds of stuff. So look for that. That's the trash.